98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Coyotes GM John Chyka on now with Doug and Wolf.
John Chyka just called into the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. John, I'm being about 90% serious here just to kind of get into your head and learn a little bit about you. The NHL playoffs start tonight. Will you be watching, or is it still a little too uncomfortable right now to be watching?
Yeah, it's still a little raw, but I don't have plans. But I'm sure as I'm flipping through, it's the best hockey, and it's always good to see, you know, those teams playing at the peak of their game. So I'm sure I'll catch some of it, but not happy about not playing in it, that's for sure.
Johnny, how do you process this year? Give us your perspective on this season.
Yeah, you know, it's been good to take a couple of days here and just reflect, and we got our exit interviews with players and get their feedback, and it was good, I think, to see that the guys, how upset they were, the belief that they had that they're a playoff team, should be in the playoffs right now. But understanding that, you know, we came up short and we need to get better. We need to improve. There's areas that we can improve on individually. There's areas we can improve on as a team. So, a bit bittersweet in the sense of it was obviously a great, great year of progress. The guys, overcome a lot of adversity. I thought we, established an identity, established, a culture and an environment of how we want to play and who we are as an organization. And, you know, a lot of growth of young players. And again, some of that's adversity for some of these young guys, but I think long term they'll be better off for it. So, as a whole, it was a big, big step. It would have been nice to take the extra step and get in the playoffs, but that leaves us hungry and something to come back to next year and keep growing this thing.
You know, it's 99% positive of just the fact that you guys were even part of the conversation, considering all that you went through this year. Having said that, as you look at it as the general manager, with injuries being the number one reason why you didn't make the playoffs, what do you think is under your control? What are the reasons you didn't make the playoffs that you say you can do something about next year?
Yeah, I think it's obviously, when you look at the end of the year and you look at the stats it's pretty easy to identify, hey, if we have to be a better defensive team or we need a better penalty kill. Obviously, those two areas were our strongest areas, but our power play and our ability to score goals is, a clear area of need. Now, I think that's kind of the simple part to identify it. I think the, complex part is how do you go about fixing it and, finding solutions. And, part of it that we're going to have to understand is what was the impact of injuries? How does that affect the team chemistry? How does that affect your ability to put out lineups that, have some chemistry and can have the time to gel together and find that offensive ability? Some of it was we were always out at least one, if not two, centermen, and that kind of keeps your lineup in flux and limits your ability to create offense. But some of it's talent-based, and some of it's, young players. Were they ready for some of those roles, not ready for it? So, there's always opportunity to add, and that's what this summer is about. And, in the past, it's been a lot about different acquisitions. We've made multiple moves. I think this summer we're looking at saying, are we a few key players and a few key positions away from, moving up and being a contending team. And, I think our general consensus right now is that's the case. But, we got to go through the process and keep looking at everything and trying to find out what's best for our team long term and put ourselves in a position to score more goals.
So as you sit here and I realize it's April 10th, what's a better way to score more goals? Keep the guys you have healthier or go get a couple new guys?
Yeah, again, I think that's still to be determined. But, in general, looking for external help is something that we can do and will do. And I think it's important that we try to find some guys that have some natural goal scoring ability, but also, we think internally, it's a summer of development and, we got a lot of guys that have scored a lot of goals or their expectations throughout their careers or their high draft picks because they have scored goals. And we're going to need it from both areas. We're going to need to score more internally and we're going to probably have to find some external help if we want to, reach our ultimate goals of competing for a Stanley Cup and, getting a chance to play in the playoffs. That's what that allows you, a chance to compete for a Stanley Cup. And, you know, we didn't score enough goals. So we have to go through and find out how do we get more out of our own group and how do we add to the group. And that's the summer plan.
Yeah. Speaking of that right there, Johnny, you know, I know you sit around the big rectangle a lot and you talk to the front office personnel, of course, you talk to your scouts, you talk to your coaches, and there's Rick Tocchet there as well. When you guys sit around and talk about this team, what do you perceive to be your strengths? Could you go into more detail about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, it's pretty clear this year. We were a top five goals against team. And, you know, that's a very difficult thing to do. A lot of the teams, all the teams in the top 10, those are a lot of the, they're all playoff teams and they're all contending teams. So, you know, that ability to defend and have that foundation of playing strong defense. We got a good D core. We've got two starting goalies now. We have Red to get healthy. That'll be a huge impact on that as well. And then we've got, you know, strong, solid, smart 200-foot forwards, and you know, you put it all together, and a good coaching staff, we were able to defend extremely well, and that's a good start. You know, obviously, like I said, because of some of the influx and trying to get lineups together, and guys are coming in and out of the lineup with health related reasons, we weren't able to kind of get that chemistry and get that sustainable, consistent offensive push going. But you know, in terms of defensive ability, we're a top five team.
You know, I understand. Plus minus is a highly overrated, flawed stat. But Clayton Keller can't be your negative leader in plus minus. When I say points, where's the total for him? When you say he has a successful year next year, where does he need to be in points?
Yeah, you know, and points doesn't always, you know, encapsulate the impact that a Clayton Keller can have. I think, yeah, the best thing, the reason why we drafted Clayton Keller is his ability to make others better. And, yeah, I think a lot of that gets tied to his point production. You know, I felt like this year, Clayton, when the points weren't coming, that was when, he felt like he was struggling or his confidence dipped. And really, it's his ability to impact the game in all three zones. And that's what makes him who he is, and that's what makes him, you know, a special player. So, you know, in our estimation, we're more focused on, you know, him making the right play on a breakout, him transporting the puck from the D zone or the neutral zone to the offensive zone, you know, him creating offensive creative abilities. You know, those are the things that we're looking for from him. And obviously, you know, as he does that, I think, you know, the point production comes with it. But, you know, we're looking at him as a top line offensive performer. He's playing, you know, power play. He's playing 5-on-3s. He's out there with a goalie pulled. So, you know, typically you're looking at 65 plus points. And you know, obviously he's got his second year out of the way, and that's a tough year for a lot of guys, and he's coming back and has the ability to be a frontline guy. So, you know, in terms of point production, that'd be a fair estimation, but it's also, you know, can he do all the other things that lead to that? And that's what his focus will need to be.
Johnny, I thought for sure, man, your best job so far. Unbelievable. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, hopefully next year you'll be able to stay healthy. That would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate the coverage all year.